Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. This is your host, Lillian, and today I am bringing you Dani Lohman's Cheyenne win story. I talked to Dani the day after her win in Cheyenne, and it was a really fun conversation. We talked about her horse, Gucci, heard a little bit about how everything at Cheyenne unfolded, and heard what some of her other horses have been up to, and kind of why she decided to go full in with Gucci here in this summer run. Now, if you didn't know, Miss Dani won $19,537 in all at Cheyenne Frontier Days, and she clinched the victory with a 4.3 second run in the finals. As of July 31st, the WPRA has Dani sitting number 27th in the world with $43,058. So, still some work to do for Miss Dani, but she is on the right track and we are rooting for her. This is a fun episode and I can't wait to share it with you guys, but before I do, I need to tell you a little bit about Roping.com. Roping.com has exclusive coaching content, including with Miss Dani Lohman and other great breakaway ropers, including Hope Thompson, Larry D. Guy, Kelsey Domer, Taylor Munsell, and more. So scoot on over there to Roping.com and start learning from some of your favorite breakaway ropers. I'll tell you a little bit more about them at the break, but for now, it's time to rope. Let's go. Well, hello, Dani. Thank you for taking some time to chat with me on your drive. I'm not sure where you're going right now. Where are you headed?
Riverton, Wyoming.
Staying busy, getting ready for that Idaho and Northwest sprint up there.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, had a big win yesterday. I loved your victory lap photos. What was your emotion as you kind of blasted across the arena there?
This is so unreal.
Yeah. Cheyenne is a really special one. And you did it on your new pony, Gucci.
Yeah. Gucci is getting the call pretty much everywhere. I've been riding him at the short scores also. And, you know, we've just been kind of having, like, the rhythm hasn't been there for us lately. And we're still trying to find it, you know. It's just, it's a new horse and he's changing my style. Like, I try to go fast, we break the barrier, you know. I need to be more patient and stuff and ride my horse, and it's just a lot of there's a big difference in having a fast horse.
Yeah. Is Gucci like much faster than other things you've ridden?
Yes, he's a lot faster than, you know, what I'm used to.
Okay.
Usually I'm used to something, you know, that, well, as of right now, he kind of still has, he struggles, you know, reading me and reading my curve sometimes. So, you know, he's always pedaling forward and, you know, those things kind of just throw me off sometimes. And, you know, doesn't, my loops aren't working when he's pedaling forward, and sometimes I just got to remember that, you know, he's gonna go forward way more than I tend to throw. So
yeah,
I'm always having to, like, you know, change the angle of, you know, where I'm roping at.
That's so interesting. Yeah, because you're used to riding horses that'll break the rope off really fast, like Shabizz, who is pretty short and tight, and now you got a horse that moves forward through your throw a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, stuff like that's been going on. And, you know, he's only 6 years old and he's not seasoned. And, you know, he's just young and, you know, there's a lot to it when it comes to breaking out a new horse and getting them on the road. And I think we're handling it pretty well. You know, We there's times where, you know, I'm mad at myself just because he, you know, does things right. And then there's times where he doesn't do things right. And, you know, it in those moments I'm like, man, it's tough, you know. And then when it's me, it hurts even more. So we're just trying to, you know, stay consistent and, you know, just go on the battlefield, you know, trying for the best outcome and trying so hard to just, you know, be level-headed and, you know, enjoy the ride, because I know that, you know, a lot of people would love to be, you know, rodeoing for a living and, you know, being in my shoes. So that's how I look at it.
I love it. Well, and I'm sure that yesterday was a huge vote of confidence for both yourself and him, because you're like, oh my gosh, we got it done on honestly one of the hardest setups that we see all year, I feel.
Yeah, you know, I when I, you know, was so Thursday, man, we saw what we drew and he trotted to the line and then he kind of, you know, boogied on. So Thursday we're like, all right, you know, let's try this calf out. And I mean, it trotted to the line and it definitely took a hard right and then it took a hard left. And you know, he it was funny because like he wasn't stepping over to the right, and I had to, like, you know, try to use my legs a little bit to get him over there, and then all of a sudden the calf goes left and I'm like, oh my gosh, all right, now I just gotta use my rope because now I'm asking him for too much. So I go and just use my rope and, you know, stick it on the neck. Calf cuts left and, you know, I get it on. We're 6-1. I'm like, all right, you know, good job. You know, I was kind of nervous. I was like, man, that's kind of long. I don't know. I keep watching, and man, everyone's drawing good calves. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't think I'm gonna make it back. And then we getting toward the end and the last girl goes or something, and I'm tied at fourth, and I'm thinking to myself, like, man, it what's the rule book say on the tiebreaker? You know, are they gonna take both of us? And then some lady comes up to me, she goes, if you tie, they're gonna take you both. And I'm like, heck yeah. And so I was like, here we go. And last girl went and then end up tying for fourth, and Shawnee Sherwood and I both got to advance. And then I was like, all right, cool. So we're in the semifinals, or the semifinals for Saturday. And you know, they take the top six and we draw the exact same calf. And I'm like, all right, now we know our game plan. Like, this calf's gonna go right, and I'm gonna make that, because the first day I broke to the pin to the left side, I was like, today I'm just gonna go straight down the middle. Like, I'm not even gonna push him to the pin. And sure enough, like, it worked out, you know, like, we drew that calf again. We knew what it was gonna do. And then I ended up, you know, just going straight down the middle, and we were 5-8 on him
Five
again.
eight, yep.
And
I can't tell if you drawing the same calf is a stroke of good luck or questionable luck because it was a tough calf.
yes, very tough calf. I mean, he, like, the last day I ran him, I mean, this time he actually, like, went on to the start. I was just a touch late, but I had to whip Gucci a little bit. I over and undered him, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna keep him to the right. Like, when I come out the box, I over undered him, and like, that calf's to the right. I'm like, all right, this is it. Like, this is the only shot I'm gonna be able to take. But he ain't going left, because I'm kind of a ways back, like, on him. Like, I mean, this calf is hauling butt. And I just stick it to the right like a header and just, you know, it goes on. I'm like, heck yeah. And we were like, I think we were like we were kind of toward the bottom, maybe like ninth or eighth. And well, as soon as the next girl goes, the announcer announces, oh, Danielle Lohman safe. I'm like, oh, awesome, I advanced the championship round, and I was kind of nervous, to be honest, about my draw. I was like, man, I really hope I don't draw this dang 526 again, is what I was thinking. And so I go in there, check the draw. I get Riley George is calf, and she's 4-3 on it and 5-something in the semifinals to advance.
Riley
And
got the same calf twice too.
she did. That's what she
Oh my
told me.
gosh.
Yeah, so she sends me both her videos, and then I'm just, thinking to myself, like, well, I'm glad I didn't draw freaking 526 again. And I mean, I'm just we're watching the, me and my cousin brother were watching the videos, and he's like, hey, you've ran the fastest calf here. Like, this is gonna be nothing. Like, you don't have to even, like, all the doubt is gone. Like, you've ran the fastest calf here, like, twice, and you stuck it on both of them. He was like, so this is nothing for you. He's like, just go out there, score sharp. He's like, just get out. That's all I need to do. And, take your best shot. And I was like, all right. So, that kind of eased my mind a little bit. Like, he's right. I freaking blitzed the other two. I was like, this is gonna be nothing. So, we just go out there and have the confidence we need, and end up doing good on Riley George's calf that she drew.
Yeah, and Riley was second behind you with a 4.9, so she got a pretty good payday out of Cheyenne as well.
Yeah, it was exciting, seeing Riley win also. And just, I mean, it was crazy. Like, when I was, running that 4-3, I'm like, all right. I was like, you never know. Like, it just all depends on the draw. And like, I've seen, like, I mean, I sat back there and I watched, the past 3 days that I've been up, and it's nervous. Like, it's nervousing being back there and seeing other girls draw good. You're like, oh man, like, they got a good draw,
Yeah, it just goes to show you that sticking to your game plan and worrying about yourself pays off.
Yeah. And that's just one thing that, we've been focusing on this year, is, just taking control of, your own run. And that's the only thing we can worry about. Like, when I was getting ready to run that calf, my cousin brother, he come up to me one last time. He goes, hey, we're in the practice pen. We're about to brand some cattle, but we have to go out and go practice for Cheyenne today. So let's just get it done. I'm like, all right, yeah, let's get that. So, just thinking those things, change your mindset about it, but also get out and score sharp. So that was my number one game plan, was to really, really score sharp. Like, I really wanted to, like, make sure I hit the barrier line just right, just because you can't be early or else you break out, or you can't be too late, because it's tough when you're late, man. It feels like you're going down that arena and your hair's, blowing back, your cowboy hat's about to blow off. Like, it's an adrenaline feeling when you're hauling butt down that arena.
Yeah, do you have the shorty pinned down or anything, or are you just praying that it fits good enough?
No, it fits good enough to where I just, get to go down. But I know that when I was in my, going around the arena, like, I didn't have it tied on, and it was ready to blow off, so I had to hold on to it a little
Yeah. Well, I can't even imagine, like I said earlier, the emotions going through. I mean, such a huge crowd. You finally put the pieces together on a horse that you've been putting the miles on, trying to make it work, doing all the homework, and then you finally get that big payoff at a place like Cheyenne.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, we were really focusing on this week was having confidence in catching, because lately, it's been up and down. Like I said, when I go to deliver, sometimes he's still running forward and I'm still missing. And then there's times where, I'm leaving early and I'm catching, so our confidence has, hasn't been as great, but the one thing about it is having each other and, talking to one another. And my cousin brother's so good at, being an uplifting person for me. Like ever since we were young, he's always, said the right things and always, told me to believe in myself. And he's the one who came up with believe that
Oh, I
when
love it.
we were young. So, just that's how it's been this summer, and or since the beginning of June. Beginning of June, we were like, man, this is gonna be fun, just because me and Gucci were, we were figuring each other out, and it was nice. Like it was easy, things were going good, but then, man, it started to get hard. And the one thing you can do is just pray to the creator that, everything's going to be all right, and have faith and belief, and, just keep going. And that's pretty much what we did, just that's all we were thinking is, man, if we win Cheyenne, it puts us back in the race.
Hey guys, I just need to take a quick break from today's episode to tell you a little bit about roping.com. Get unlimited access to roping.com's comprehensive tie down, breakaway, and team roping video library and learn from world champions Caleb Schmidt and Shad Mayfield, as well as top trainers Logan Harkey and Justin Mass. Rope with legendary breakaway ropers like Larry DeGuy, Hope Thompson, and 2024 NFBR World Champion Kelsey Domer. Plus, binge hundreds of hours of live and archived ropings, including the Cinch Timed Event Championship, the Patriot events, and more. Now, let's jump back into the episode. Yeah, I was looking at that right before I got on with you. I'm showing you'll sit in those low 20s, kind of 22, 23, which is definitely within striking distance, especially considering the kinds of money that we have here at the end of the season.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about the other day. He was like, man, there's so many rodeos to go to and that are coming up, and I know for sure that I think it was like 2 3 years ago I won like 30,000 in August, so that's always something that I'm always like, when I looked at the standings and stuff, I'm like, man, it puts me back in the race. It's like we ha still have a good chance at, accomplishing what we want to accomplish. And, it's just those, goals are in striking distance, but I still have to remember and give myself grace that I'm on a new horse. He's young, and I'm pretty content with the outcome of, whether it's gonna work out or not. Like I'm pretty much, just taking it day by day and trying my best, and giving grace to him that, he's young, and I kind of just threw him in the trailer and said, hey, here we go, guy.
Yeah. Where did he come from?
I bought him from Macy Young back in April this year. I tried him at some jackpots in Arizona this past winter, and she wasn't liking him, wasn't her style. And I tried him at a jackpot, and I kind of really liked him. And then when I got back from the NFR, I started to really think to myself, like, man, I need to get me a new horse. So I started looking around, but in the back of my mind, I've always thought about this horse, like, this guy is freaking fast and small. Like, he's got a motor. So I've never had, he's the smallest horse I've ever been on, and I never had something so freaking fast that he just flies. And sometimes I can't even stop him because he freaking just runs off. Like that victory lap, he took off. I'm like, whoa, buddy. So,
The brakes are optional.
And that's the thing, it's just he gets that feeling where he, gets going. He just doesn't have no brakes.
Well, he's only six, so we'll give him a little bit of leeway there. But
Yes.
you mentioned earlier how you were changing your style to fit him better. Can you kind of explain how you're changing your style to fit him better?
My style was to always swing and go, like not in swing. When I'm leaving the box, I would, nod and swing as fast as I could. But now it's like nod, go with his stride, then swing. So those are things that I've really had to work on with him. But sometimes, I can pull it off if he just stands still. He like just stands there. But he gets a little antsy, So I've always got to be aware of my left hand and where it's at. I mean, I broke out so many rodeos trying to, place and be fast, and I end up throttling him, and he's not used to that, so he just blasting most times. So I'm having to like, sit there, see the score, and then, start swinging. So, before I would swing, let my horse take a few steps, pull, and then go, and then blast,
Okay.
It's not like that anymore. It's more like sit there, ride your horse, throw.
Okay. I keep going back to you and Sarah's conversations about, horses versus rope versus, Danny's style versus her style. And I'm not saying y'all have the same style, but it seems like Gucci's really challenging you to, focus on that left hand and focus on the horsepower even more.
Yes, very. It's just it, and that's what it is, changing the way you rope every year is gonna elevate you. And this is probably one of the hardest years I've had, just having the horsepower that's way, way
Yeah.
different than what I had. And it's just something that, we all go through and all change the way we rope. And this year it's, it was getting the best of me, but now I'm just like, come on, Gucci, we got it.
Yeah, you got that confidence. For my curiosity's sake, you had Shabizz and then you rode a couple horses at the finals last year. I'm trying to remember. You had
Yeah.
Boomer.
Yep.
If
And
it's
Miho.
yes, it was so hard for me to tell those guys apart, but could you kind of run through maybe like where they're at right now and why you decided to take Gucci on full time?
Well, Miho's out Indian Rodeo and Team Roping and Breakaway, so he sticks to the Indian Rodeo circuits and what, going to those rodeos. And I actually still ride him a lot. When I go home for the circuit rodeos, I ride him there. Just whenever my family's going to the same rodeos, I'll ride him. And Gucci, that's the reason why, like, Gucci didn't I didn't start riding Gucci until the beginning of June.
That's so
And
crazy.
I was actually on Miho in May, and I was on him, at I think it was San Antonio. Yeah.
I remember you riding one of either him or Boomer. Like I said, I have a hard time
Yeah,
keeping
it
up.
was San Antonio, I believe. So, he's gone a little bit, but I think the difference with Miho is, the heelin and breakaway is challenging for, a horse to really, stick to. Like, if I went to straight breakaway on him, he was phenomenal. But then, when we're team roping on them also a lot, kind of, they pick up a different pattern, on how to leave and stuff.
Yeah.
But he was also good. But at the same time, with my family riding them, they need a good horse also. So I never really, push to, really for him to be in the trailer with me. So, I think it works out for all of us that, he goes the circuit rodeos, the Indian rodeos, and I can hop on whenever I want. And then Boomer is he's at home, and Chantel's actually heading on him in like the number nines and number sevens. And
Oh.
I team roped on him, for the circuit, team roping this year, the turquoise circuit team roping this year. And I tried to keep him, in the team roping because he's a phenomenal head horse, and that's his number one deal, in rodeo is heading. He can freaking run face, and he's just that's his number one. Like he loves team roping. And when I went to breakaway on him, you could tell it was a little hard on him, but at the same time he does his job and whatnot. So he's been home, and he's team roping and whatnot. And I'll probably ride him when I go when I go home for the rodeos back at home, and I'll get back on him. And he's just enjoying his life at home,
Yeah, and
but
all.
he's also being team roped on, so.
Well, it's nice to hear that like all these horses are still, in your life and, living their best life, honestly.
Yeah, they are. We just have them at home, and they're doing their own thing. Like I think I'll ride Miho at Lovington on the 7th of August. So I'll fly home. I'll keep the rig up here, and that's the one thing we've been doing is every time we need to go somewhere else or to a circuit rodeo. Like I didn't really have to take Gucci all the way back to Arizona. Just keep him, up here, up north. So that's an, it works out.
Yeah. And then Shabizz is just chilling.
Yep, Shabizz is on the reservation, turned out, living her best life. She's just hanging out, and every now and then, we get on her. Like if she's legged up, we'll, take her a couple rodeos, and she's doing good. Like she can handle the rodeos close to home. It's just the hauling part that is really hard on her. So,
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure when we get home, we'll leg her up, and Gucci will be done until, till the big stuff. So.
Okay. That sounds good. Do you think you'll end up breeding Shibiz at all?
Maybe until next year we probably will. We wanted to breed her this year, but at the time it wasn't working out. And then now we're like, man, we can't breed her right now, so maybe
Yeah.
we should get them next year. But I'm pretty sure we'll breed her one at one point in time. Just got to figure out when we want to do it. We really wanted to do it this year, but we didn't get the chance to.
Right. What's the game plan next? Talk to me about where you're headed. What are the main things you're focusing on? What's next for D'Lo?
We're headed to Riverton, Wyoming, and I think it was Idaho Falls, Preston, Idaho, Dodge City, whatnot. So we're just gonna keep trucking along, keep headed to the rodeos, and just take it day by day, and do our best job, and just take it on like how we've been doing this summer. And all we pray for is good draws and to get out and stick it on the neck. And the one thing that we were really lacking was our confidence and believing in each other. But now I feel like things might turn around for us. So you never know.
Never
Just
know.
take it day by day.
Yep, stay the course.
Yep.
I love it. Okay, well, I really appreciate your time and I'm excited for you and Gucci. I've been seeing you riding him and stuff, and I'm like, I need to learn more about that horse and catch up with Danny. So I really appreciate your time on the drive and be safe, and we'll catch you later.
All righty, thanks so much.
All right, bye. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining me on that episode of the Breakaway Breakdown. Next week, Hannah will be back with another episode of the Tie Down Breakdown, and I will be working something up new for you guys as we enter the final stretch of the summer run. All right, be safe out there. Special thanks again to Roping.com for supporting today's episode, and I will catch you guys later.